She was one of the first ones we ever bought, and she's just got a personality. That's this Millie, and we just love her.
So she's a miniature goat. I've never seen a miniature goat before.
She's about 57 centimetres tall now, but she's about 8 years old. So it's not a bad height for a miniature for that age. She produces beautiful babies.
So the main difference with miniature goats is just that they're shorter. They're almost like the sausage dog of goats.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
They're a bit lower to the ground.
Yes, yes. More easily to manage and, yeah. But Debbie here has got fully grown goats as well as miniatures. So.
Debbie, I might ask you, what's the interest in miniature goat? Who needs them and for what?
Little hobby people like them to have on their farms. They're easy to handle. They're usually dehorned before they're a week old. They're safe for children, and they're hand-raised, so they're quiet and easy to handle. I have big Saanen goats as well for milking as well, and they're like twice the size. Yeah, they're a bit harder, but they're completely different temperaments. Like little miniature goats are really bouncy and fun-loving, and if you saw two in the babies in the herds, like the Saanen babies are like a bit more laid back, and if you see the little miniature ones, they're a bit more bouncy and run around a lot, yeah.
Debbie, do many people breed miniature goats?
There's lots of people down this way, yeah. I used to breed them up north on the Atherton Tablelands, and when I moved down here, I left them all up there with some friends, sold them all, and now I've decided to re-go again.
Kay, how long have you been breeding miniature goats for?
About 8 years. Not suddenly. I've always been interested in goats. We had them in Collinsville years and years ago when our kids were little, because one was asthmatic, so we needed goat's milk for him. And I've just always been interested in them. So when we retired and bought this property, that was the first thing. It was either go travelling around Australia with grey nomads or buy a couple of miniature goats. We started off with 3. We've been up to about 32, but we're down to 17 now.
They're quite affectionate. They've come up to us now, bumping into our legs.
Yeah, rub, scratch.
They like a bit of attention, do they?
They do, particularly if they've been hand-raised. They just love to be patted and be with you. Yeah.
And you've got them all separated at the moment. Is that because you don't want them breeding?
Probably, yeah.
You want them breeding when you want them to breed, so you can be specific with which buck you put them with and when you want them to go with the buck. So you know when they're going to kid, so it's 5 months roughly from when they're served by the buck to when they have the babies. And you can channel that. If you're going to go away, you can actually take holidays sometimes, because then you've got to milk. I actually milk my babies, my mother's, and you milk your mother's, so we hand raise the kids, and I have the son and her, and they definitely get milked because they're big producers, those ones as well.
What's this one's name again?
This is Millie.
Millie. Hi, Millie. What's the ideal kid that you can produce from miniature goats? What types of colours are you looking for?
Oh, pretty.
See, we've got one over there that's a tricolour. She's got white, black and brown. Another one over here, white, black and brown. Blue eyes are the in thing at the moment. Buyers like to have the blue eyes.
The ear shapes?
Yes, you can get pixie, elf or newbie. Mine are predominantly pixie.
This is starting to sound like a runway, a fashion runway with the best traits of goats on show.
Ah, well, you never know what you're going to get. I mean, this one here can produce something with black, white and brown. And then the next time she's mated, she might just have white babies. So it's very hard to know. That's the excitement of when they have babies, is to see exactly what you get, because it's always a surprise.
And what will people pay for miniature goats?
Not as much as we'd like.
I probably shouldn't say, but I just bought an Australian champion buck. So we'll say who he is. He's Australian champion Serendipity Gobbles. I actually paid $2,000 for him.
Whoa.
There are some pygmy goats in Victoria for sale, half pygmies, and they're $2,000 each as well. And there is, what's the other breed? Nigerian dwarf down the coast, and that they were thousands. It was a purebred. So there. But they're not all that priced. You have to be fairly committed to be spending that sort of money to buy an animal. Yeah.
Where's this interest in goat breeding coming from, do you think?
I don't don't know. I'm a bit of a farm person from way back, born and bred on a farm. And they're easy, like I said, they're easy to handle. They're small. And as long as you've got the proper fencing so they can't get out and dogs can't get in, they're just lovely to have, yeah. They're a stress outlet. Go talk to the animals.
And the kids are offensively cute almost. I've seen them running around.
But there's none here at the moment. You need to come back when the kids are here. The real little ones, they're really just sweet as. Yeah.
They make adorable pets, don't they? Yeah.